Hello, family, and welcome back to another episode of Tay Talks Positivity, where we speak life, spread hope, and keep it real. I'm your host, Tay, ready and hoping to help you all get your day started with some positive vibes and good energy. Today's episode is close to my heart because it's all about relationships, specifically what it takes to have it successful. And before we get into the practical steps and our scriptures and affirmation, I have to share something personal with you all. As of April 18th, I am officially married to the love of my life, my best friend, and my number one cheerleader. Yeah, that's right. After 8.5 years of being together, Shamira and I finally decided to do a thing and get married. Now, some of you may know that we were supposed to get married back in 2020, but then, of course, the pandemic hit. Then, after that, there were so many major life milestones with Yasera that were coming up, and we decided to put it off to make sure that she was able to fully experience those things. But after all the waiting, we finally decided to do something for ourselves. I'm still soaking in every beautiful moment, from the planning to all our family and friends coming together just to celebrate us and to show us their love and support, to seeing how beautiful she looked the second I saw her start walking down that aisle. I swear I never smiled so much and so hard in my life. But enough of that for now. I want to take some time today to talk not only about what it takes to build a strong, lasting relationship, but also how Shamira and I got there. Our testimony to patience, faith, growth, and love. As always, I'll be sharing with you some scriptures that you can go to that relates to our topic for today, as well as an affirmation that'll go with it as well. So go ahead and grab your favorite cup of tea or coffee, grab your notebooks and pens, and let's get into it. Now, Shamira and I met online back in 2016, during a time when we were both healing from previous relationships. I was working on learning to love me. I had just gotten to the point where I was starting to date myself and learning what I like about me and being happy with just me. I had spent previous years feeling like I had to depend on the person I was with to be the source of my happiness and not me being the source of my own happiness. So when I got out of that relationship, I had to relearn a few things. You know how it is. Sometimes we have those moments when we think love is just not for us anymore. Those moments when our hearts feel like it's been through enough. But during that course of me learning to reacclimate to my singleness and learning to love myself and learning what it takes to make me happy, God had other plans for me. I ended up meeting Shamira, and our connection for me was instant. But there was a twist when we first met each other. Everything started off long distance. We weren't in the city. I was 1.5 hours away from where she was. We didn't have the luxury of being able to see each other every day. So we built our connection through long phone calls, and I mean long. Back in the day, like when you would fall asleep on the phone, wake up, and the other person would still be there, kind of long. We would send random text messages, just letting each other know that we was thinking about each other. And learning to trust each other without being in each other's physical presence. That foundation built on our communication and faith is what I believe carried us through. We had learned how to be intentional, how to be patient, and most importantly, how to be honest with each other. That's why today I want to talk about three powerful principles that I believe are key to making any relationship work. The first one is that communication is the bridge and not the battlefield. In any relationship, communication isn't just about talking, it's about understanding. Too often, we talk to respond instead of talk to listen. Shamir and I had learned earlier on that when you're in a long distance, you can't rely on physical presence to fix a disagreement. You've got to use your words with care and intention. James chapter 1, verse 19 says, "My dear brother and sisters, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger." That verse can be solid gold when it comes to relationships. Being quick to listen allows your partner to feel heard. Being slow to speak gives you time to process, not just react. And being slow to anger protects your bond from becoming a war zone. Don't make your conversations a battlefield. Allow them to be a bridge that can get you to each other. Second is that forgiveness is the glue that keeps you together. Now, I know everybody all wants to go out there and seek the perfect guy, the perfect woman. They want the perfect relationship, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news. There's no such thing as a perfect relationship. You and your partner are going to make mistakes. You're going to hurt each other at times, and it's not always going to be on purpose. But what matters is how you bounce back. I remember a time when Shamir and I had a serious misunderstanding, and it wasn't about anything big, but it did hit emotionally. We had to pause, reflect, and most importantly, forgive. Holding on to offenses would have only driven a wedge between us. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13 reminds us, "Just as the Lord has forgiven you, you are also to forgive." Forgiveness isn't about weakness. It's about strength. It's about choosing love over ego. It's about letting grace win. If you want to build a lasting relationship, you have to learn how to let go without throwing away the person that you love. The third point, for us especially, is to keep God at the center. When Shamir and I made this decision to truly commit, we knew we didn't want to build something that looked good from the outside, but was hollow on the inside. We wanted a relationship that was grounded spiritually. Praying together, studying the word together, encouraging one another in our walks with Christ. These things strengthen not only our bond with each other, but our individual identities. When God is your foundation, storms don't destroy your relationship, they grow it. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12 says, "And if someone overpowers one person, two can resist them. A cord with three strands is not easily broken." So when I say three strands, I'm talking you, your partner, in my case, me, Shamira, and then the third strand is God. When it's just you and your partner, you're strong. You guys help build each other up, make each other stronger. But when God is in the mix, that bond is unbreakable. Let's take this moment to speak these affirmations over our hearts and over our homes. I am capable of loving and being loved deeply. My relationship is rooted in trust, communication, forgiveness, and God's guidance. I'm building something sacred and lasting. Write those down so that you can run them back, say it again, and when you say it, make sure you mean it. Whether you're single, dating, engaged, or married, believe that love, when it's done right and done with God, is still beautiful and still possible. So, as I sit here now as a newly married woman, I want to encourage you with this. Love is a journey, not a destination. It requires work, patience, grace, and most of all, faith. Shamira and I didn't have a perfect start, but we had a purposeful one. We were two people healing who chose to grow together. We chose to show up for each other, even when it was hard. And now we're writing this beautiful new chapter together. If you're still out there wondering if real love exists, yes, it definitely does. If you're wondering if long distance can work, yes, it can. You just have to put in the work with each other in order for it to work. And if you're wondering if two people with pasts can create a future together, absolutely. I want to thank you all for listening in on today's episode. I hope that this episode encouraged you, whether you're navigating singleness or building something sacred with your partner or attempting to go out there to meet somebody new. Remember, relationships aren't about perfection. They're about persistence, purpose, and I would add a little prayer in there too if I were you. Until next time, keep spreading love, keep choosing growth, and as always, stay positive. And always remember, affirm it, apply it, achieve it.